Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would like to congratulate the country of Germany, or as my...
Boo.
You're booing Germany, Oscar?
Yes.
You're not happy with the fact that Germany won the World Cup?
I was rooting for Argentina. Argentina.
Argentina.
As a matter of fact, Mike, can I send a request out? Would that be
cool? Yeah, go
ahead. All right, thank you.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Man, somebody recharges on the vacation, right?
Well, somebody loves Patti LuPone.
Somebody, yeah. Who doesn't love Patti LuPone?
Oh, she gives me a LuPoner.
Or in the words of, and I hate to be mean to a listener right off the bat.
Really?
In the words of Mike O'Mara Show listener Matt Seal through Rob Spiewak, Germany have won the World Cup. Congratulations, Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana. And well, everybody have a good time watching the World Cup.
Well, especially if Germany have won, then maybe
yes.
We have party.
I have a question for you, Rob. If Germany, if the players, like, say, 20 years down the road, decide to have an old-timers game,
yeah.
Do you think the German people will refer to them as have-beens?
Well,
yes,
you might,
Germany have won the World Cup.
Mike, there's certainly a havert of that happening.
I am terrified when that happens to me.
What, when you get older?
I will send an email, and you can actually adjust your Gmail to put undo, because you're like, oh my God, there's a typo. Right before you send it, you can hit undo on your Gmail.
Or you could just proofread it.
Or you can proofread it. But if I don't have that undo tab, right. It will murder me.
You know, actually, maybe you should spend
Germany
less time.
Germany have won the World Cup.
You know, I caught up over the weekend,
just,
Mike.
I watched
a lot of great reruns. Have you ever seen that old show, The Dukes of Havard?
You guys.
That doesn't count. You
Why
can
not?
Do better.
Why, that counts?
You can do better than that.
Oh, really?
Hey. Have anybody seen my girl?
I hear the weather is a little, it's a little mungy up there. Is there a lovely have over the water?
See, now you're going. Why did you bring Z's into it? It
because,
has to be,
no,
it
it's
has
the Z
to be
sound.
Has sentences and have sentences.
I
know?
Don't know. I wish you
because
had.
Because up here in Maine, you know, what I'm noticing is the discrepancy between the has's and the has-nots.
Well, I wish you would has a little patience with me. I'm doing the best I can.
Oscar is hesitating to play this game.
He's afraid.
He's hesitating.
He's habitating.
He is habitating.
Grammar is my arch nemesis.
Yeah, if there was a comic book and it was Oscar Mayer,
yeah.
He would go up against a dangling participle.
Yeah. I really like to sing some a great medley right now. Has I told you lately that I love you?
The villain would be a big G with a red pen.
What was that wonderful play, To Has and Has Not?
Oh, yeah, it was also a movie with Humphrey Bogart. Wonderful movie.
Germany have won the World Cup. We're going to have a little bit of that in the news you may not need today. Oscar, did you watch the final?
Yes.
Was it as exciting as the rest of the World Cup?
It was a great final. That goal at the end was a world-class goal, so you couldn't really... It wasn't a cheap goal, so Germany deserved to win that game.
It was great, Mike. You know what? The 112 minutes preceding the 113th minute were almost meaningless.
No. The art form, the close calls, it was gorgeous soccer.
Gorgeous.
But right until the end, it was pretty obvious that Germany still have a chance.
Sure.
I mean, Argentina still have a chance, right?
Yeah.
Anyone have a chance at that point?
And now Germany, yes, Germany have the cup now too, right?
That's almost, you know, it is kind of a, when you really dive into it, there is almost a little. It's close, you know. It can be close.
It can.
Really, what
can
if it was an autocorrect?
I doubt it. Autocorrect normally fixes things, not mess them up. Germany not, have the cup.
I hasn't seen any of those on autocorrect. I truly have. But anyway, a big salute to Germany. And let me just say, from the bottom of my heart, it was Germany, it was Argentina. And, you know, the interesting thing is, if this was 20, 30 years ago, you probably would have had the equal amount of Nazis on either side.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, Mark is going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena this Sunday. And in addition to Mark being a comic, he is also the host of a popular podcast.
Oh, hold on. There is no such thing as a popular podcast.
Ooh, zing. Sorry, but actually I got a pretty good listener base, and you know, I used to do radio, but I prefer podcasting, a lot more freedom.
Oh, so you prefer not to make money?
That's like me preferring to have a small penis. Oh, by the way, if you do have a small penis, you might be eligible to see Miley Cyrus in our contest. Teeny Weeny Miley Go. You can see the website for details.
Yeah, I'd take a pay cut not to have to say that. Do you think anybody is entertained by this? Maybe before there were choices, but you're losing listeners every day. This isn't interesting. It's not engaging. This is a hostage situation for people who don't have a smartphone. And your format restrictions are ridiculous. Why do you feel compelled to give out the time every 5 minutes? All cars have the time. All computer screens have the time on them. There are clocks everywhere. Yet with OCD-like precision, you are compelled to always give out the time. It's horrendous.
It's 8:25.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, are you down with AJF?
Oh, I forgot that you always stop after that. You're still bringing me the one week of vacation, and then I completely forgot that you bring us KCJJ listeners of the day.
That's right. Amy Jo Foraker.
Now, wait a minute. Now the list has got to be bigger than this. We're starting to get it. Are you cheating? Are
a
you
little
cheating
bit,
on
because
this?
Because Steve will not
are
reply
you cheating?
To my emails.
So you're telling me that I'm not going to do it for KCJJ. Let's call Bridges.
You've thrown down the gauntlet?
Well, let's call Bridges. Okay. We're promoting his radio station by getting listeners. He's got a lot of listeners to his radio station.
Yes, he does.
And he is not sending you lists of listeners of the day.
Thrice I've asked him.
How many total listeners of the day? Now hold on. Cut the music. We have to let me give the sponsor, and then we're going to get to the bottom of this.
All right.
This, you know, the simplest of tasks, the simplest of things that I request, Rob. You are an interesting lad. You truly are. The simplest of things that are... You're telling me that Steve Bridges is not a willing participant in this when I thought this would be something...
Me too.
He would enjoy, but you never share this with me. Let me get the sponsor.
Please
and then we'll
do.
Dive right into our first post-vacation controversy.
Yeah, excellent.
Today's program is brought to you by Open Mic, from corporate radio to new media. Hello, folks. Just a kindly reminder that our book, Open Mic, is still available, and it's still great. It is the true story of the Mike O'Mara Show and how it evolved from terrestrial radio to the popular podcast that you are listening to right now. The story is told by the people who lived it, Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, as well as interviews with dozens of other members of the Cognoscenti.
Yes.
As told to the wonderful author, Michael Kelly, it's available in paperback or for your Kindle at Amazon.com, or just click the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The book is a tale of reinvention, recalculation, and rebirth. If life has ever had you up against the wall, you'll appreciate this story. It's the perfect book if you love TMOS, and since it's birthday season, yeah, you got that in there. It also makes a wonderful gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Open Mic, available at Amazon in paperback and for your Kindle. Please buy one of each. We thank you in advance for that. And, I still have it up on my Facebook page, so you can see Open Mic, and hopefully people are still grabbing it, and we wish you happy reading with that. So, how many weeks ago did I suggest that we have a KCJJ listener of the day?
Oh, we've been doing it for months.
And did they participate ever?
They did.
This?
Oh, yes, willingly for quite some time.
What is quite some time?
Up until last week when I said, Steve, I gave him a week's notice. I said, I need more listeners of the day. And then they just did not come.
Well, hold on. He has thousands of listeners.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands of listeners. And all he has to do, even if they don't want to do a contest around it, they just mine their database.
Exactly.
Let's get him on the phone.
Maybe he's not the weak link.
He waited one day. He waited how many? We are roughly 10 minutes into the show, Rob, before your brother attacked you.
No, I'm sure it's fine. It's really such a queer duality because queer meaning odd. That because you didn't even really remember the listener of the day, and so maybe it's time we drop this, like the birthday.
No, oh, okay, all right.
Well, what
now,
do you
see,
want?
Quitter. No, I think this is wonderful, but I mean, you didn't. We're going to nip this.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Steve,
hey,
Mike O'Mara. Hi, hi. Hi, Steve. Hi, Tom. Are you guys on the air right now?
Hello. Hi, Robbie.
Can they hear
Tom.
Me? Can they hear me, Rob? Rob, you can't. Rob, don't go into your sit back in your chair slouch yet.
Yeah, they can
okay,
hear you.
Okay, because you're going to be point. Yeah. You're going to run point on this.
What can we do for you?
All right, let me dive in. Since Rob doesn't want to,
what
can you hear?
Can we do for you?
Can you hear me, Steve? They can't, Rob. They can't hear
you
me, Rob.
Feed.
You got to take point on it, buddy.
I'll take
you take point.
All right, please.
Okay, so Jesus while Rob figures out
Christ.
How to feed Mike into the board, now, gentlemen, we have a problem here. We tried to reach out and we tried to be friendly with you, Steve. And
oh, now you're being too negative. Let me take this, Steve. Three times I asked you for an updated list of listeners of the day. Where are they?
Yes. And I told Suter to get him from our database.
And am I not able to communicate with them? Can I not communicate with them?
Else, okay, hold on. Hey, Steve and Tom.
Jesus Christ.
Stop blaming each other for one moment. I think the same send for Mike is the same send for the Skype.
Okay.
So that if I were to send Mike to them, we would get the feedback.
Oh, I don't know. Let's try
well,
it
Well, go ahead and try it.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
We're trying to get Mike O'Mara hooked up.
Talk to them.
Hello, can you hear me now, boys?
Hello, Mike?
Hi, Steve.
Mr. O'Mara, I hope you haven't cashed that check yet.
Hey, all right, so, Steve, let me bring you up to speed.
Hey, I know what I'll do. We actually have a list for you, or we had it, but it was Rob in charge of feeding you the audio of it.
Oh, wow.
That's terrific.
Hey, Rob, so, I will get you some names in just a second.
No need to sweat it.
Wait, no, Rob, there is a need to sweat it.
Right now.
No, as I was
Jesus
say,
Christ, this, no, here's the problem.
No,
there is a need to sweat it.
I was going to say, it's already been 4 weeks. Another day isn't going to matter.
That does, you, yes, it is going to matter. To
you miss what? My sarcasm there?
Well,
I understand. Why don't you? Yes, I did. Why
all right, the bounce back is killing me. Turn me off and talk to Rob and Oscar. Finish this conversation with them. I got to pull myself out.
Okay, just quickly, Steve, and I apologize again for interrupting your blockbuster morning show.
Turn it down, Rob.
I wanted to just, again, we are having a big to-do here. If Rob was the one that dropped the ball, or you guys might have been the one that dropped the ball.
No, we dropped the ball. Tom's got a list.
Okay.
Tom will give you those names right now.
Because the most important.
Are you ready?
No, I don't want them right now.
The most important part of this equation.
Right now, Tom. Take it away.
Hang up on him.
I have to go.
Hang up.
We
got to go. Bye.
We got to Mike has to hang up.
Email them. Which is what we wanted in the first place.
They
Jeez
are
Louise.
So completely out of control. All right. What the
I love
F
them,
was that all about? I don't
love
know.
Them.
So I thought we could make an occasional Skype call without me hearing it that badly in my headphones.
You
is there a way of doing
strange
it?
Strange is that we were able to make a call this past week on our off week, and
right.
we didn't have that problem. So I have to say that it's your board configuration. We'll have to figure that out after the program.
All right. Well, we don't That's do it all that often. Yes. But the fact is, so we'll follow up on that, and we will get regular. So Amy Jo Foraker, that was one of your – that's a Rob Mob
no,
girl.
No, not necessarily. She is a key KCJJ listener. And you know what? I thought best to have a name. Oscar, are you multitasking? That's nice.
Oscar's the first one with the motion this week.
I thought best to have a name than no name whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah, don't you think? Or you know what? How about this? Let's take
away. No, this goes into the Mike O'Mara Show rule book under the heading of the Matt Bloom rule.
Oh.
This is where communicate with everyone and nothing will go wrong. If you had come to me and said early on, you know, that there is a problem, then I would maybe reach out to Mr. Bridges. And I haven't contacted him in a while. What I don't like is just to be surprised with it. And then you go, well, no one is, Steve is not sending the list of KCJ listeners. The fact is, KCJJ, this was our way of saying thank you to KCJJ for, you know, this wonderful partnership.
Wait, are you
that we
saying
have.
Steve doesn't care about his listeners?
Steve does care about his listeners, I think. I'm pretty sure he does.
Oh, that was very passive. That was very passive. And yet a little aggressive.
Oscar does not have the relationship with KCJJ going back as far as we do.
True enough.
This is very important to me. It's like everything is important to me. It's like everything is important, and we should sweat the details.
And now we have nothing.
No, we have something. What we're going to do is that we're going to take away Amy Jo's credit for the day. She is no longer the listener of the day.
No,
she had it for a moment, and it was a sweet moment.
I do not want now you're turning on Amy Jo Foraker, and I don't want you to do that.
No, because I was going to award the listenership, the listener of the day, to her husband, Tom.
God almighty.
That way it stays in the household.
I swear to God, I try.
Welcome back, Mike. It's great to have you back.
Everything is reminded. I'm reminded of everything that we need to sweat
to
make this show bigger and better and more powerful.
You may mean like, oh my God, how did I start working with such hacks?
And you know what's funny is I think one of the last things you said to me before we spoke this morning was, boy, I'm going to miss you guys.
Well, I did miss you guys.
Just not a lot.
No, I missed you guys terribly. Let me get serious for just one second.
Okay.
If I can, because the fact is that up here in Maine, this is our second year for Rob and for Oscar and myself doing this. And I'm going to tell you that there was a hangover when you guys left. I truly missed all of you, and so did Carla. It was so much fun. I mean, everybody just had such a great time. I love the fact, and I think the reason that is because we balance each other like we do on the show. But also, I think you two guys have a legitimate enjoyment of the area when you come up here.
Oh, I love it up there.
And it just when you guys left the day after you guys were gone, it was just kind of a little bit of a letdown. I think especially Elizabeth, my daughter, she was just kind of bummed because it was we managed every single night to where regardless of where Oscar went or where Rob and his son went, we managed to reconvene and have just a pretty amazing time. And that's what it's all about, is that kind of what's the word I want? Not
camaraderie.
Is it camaraderie?
I think it is.
Fellowship.
Well, that's sort of 1940s-y, but I'll go
fellowship
with it. Fellowship
is what we
and
had.
A cup of coffee. Who doesn't love it?
And what was wonderful is Carl and I were commenting that how Rob and his son had really stepped up after Oscar had shown them how to
to vacation.
How they had. I mean, Rob, here's the great thing about you, Mike, that's a very silly thing to say
because you know I'm unchanging and everyone was miserable with my presence. Nobody stepped up.
No, you stepped up like when we browbeat you on that one show. Most people were just about doing things around the house.
Okay. Let's go sightseeing. The best cup of coffee in America.
No, it was just the best cup of coffee in Maine.
Oh, I didn't want to go back to that. You had, after we browbeat you
obviously,
for your...
Obviously, Oscar has a to-do list today.
For your lack of
check that one off.
you really went overboard. In fact, you went beyond anything that anybody wanted you to do, and you were making breakfast.
Oh,
and
the casseroles.
You made extra meals, and you made stuff for the house, and you got things for us, and you just overcompensated in a wonderful, touching way. I thought it was spectacular.
Well,
and that's
I was done touching myself, so I decided to touch others.
It was something that was truly special. And then after that, I moved up the hill to this other old house, another elderly home.
Well, Mike, a lot of people, you know, it's very odd that the timing would work out this way. I don't know if anyone saw CBS This Morning yesterday, but they did a feature on Katharine Hepburn's beach cottage. And let's be honest, that's where you're staying. You're staying in the house that Katharine Hepburn stayed in.
I'm like a knight in shining armor. Let me do this for Oscar first.
No, thank God.
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, showing the jewelry and the chest
I'm
hair.
I'm like a knight in shining armor. Well,
why did you think you needed to undo a button to do Katharine Hepburn?
I don't know.
I want to show someone gray.
Her fabulous cleavage.
I suddenly became aware. I became aware of my video screen. Suddenly, that's what I did.
But you are in a fabulous beach cottage up there now.
No. I'm in a house in the woods.
Yes, you are.
And it is older than the one we were in, believe it or not.
Is it?
I believe it is, yes. I believe it is older. It's been added on to, and they got ants.
Ants? Ants with you.
Always ants, and they have what are called camp showers. Is anybody in the room familiar with camp showers?
That's where the president goes when he wants to escape the heat of D.C.
The camp shower is a shower in the strictest sense of the word. It is
outside,
or perhaps the loosest sense of the word.
Yeah.
It is a plastic four-walled cube, or I should say rectangle. What's a long cube? What would be a long cube?
A box.
Just like a refrigerator box?
Yeah, like a refrigerator box, huh?
But it's smaller than a refrigerator box, so
okay.
It's not. And for a man of larger carriage, you guys know how small our shower was down at the house, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It was tight. Tight quarters.
How about hacking off about a quarter out of that one?
Wow.
That's what we're dealing with here.
You're actually cleaning the bathroom while you're showering because you're all lathered up.
Scrubbing the walls.
Absolutely.
And your back and your belly are taking care of all the...
Yeah. As a matter of fact, anybody that's ever played golf, it's similar to, you know, when you shower here... It's very similar to what a golf ball goes through when you put it in a ball wash.
Now, is this almost this camp shower, is it almost like a modular unit? It goes in one piece?
That's the impression I get. I was really looking at the construction of it because there are two of them here. There's one upstairs and there's one downstairs. I moved into the one that was upstairs. Now, the one that's upstairs has a very lengthy list of instructions that you're not to use both of them at the same time, that you're to... you're to clean the corners and, when you're done. Very detailed instructions. I will just tell you that a man of my size, I need the modern shower, which was probably created by home builders, I want to say, 25, 30 years ago probably is when they really started making really big, spacious showers.
Sure, like
stand-up showers,
yeah.
Like a walk-in shower. I was wondering, in your townhouse, do you have a walk-in shower, or do you still have the tub? Do you still step into the tub?
Our bathroom actually has a tub and a shower.
Okay, so you've got a modern,
you've
got a modern shower.
Right.
You have a modern, completely modern shower.
Exactly.
And down in FLA, I have probably 1990 it was built, and it's super modern, and I love it because it's the space. And I just, if you ask me what my one pet peeve was, up here in the olden time house, the ye old housey that I'm in up here, it would be the fact that it's time consuming to, get, when you're larger and you're hygienically pure as I am, and I like to smell like a rose every day.
And
know this.
Well done.
My shower, for example, this morning I decided to use the upstairs shower, which had been Carla's particular shower. And now that it's just us in the house, along with the baby, and Lord knows he doesn't shower.
No.
I thought that I would go upstairs. And this one proved to be even smaller than the one downstairs, and it's called, I guess it's called a camp shower.
Now, in the,
you know, out of something like Friday the 13th.
When we spent that stay of time, is that what it looks like? Can't be right.
No, this is actually a camp
shower.
That's
like portable.
On Google is one of those portable showers. Could it be
outside? Hold it up to the screen. Hold up to the camera, Ford.
Please.
Let me see. Let me see what's
Ford.
Going on.
Yeah, I think Ford is the name for him. Yeah.
No, it's not like that. It's not. Oh, no. Look at that, though. Look at the babe in that picture.
Yeah, she has no problem fitting.
That, but I tell you, boys, if you zip that up, that is the size.
Now
that is the size
so
of it
like
right
the
there. But it's not plastic sheets. It's a solid plastic.
I got
wall.
It. Even better. You're an Italian sausage inside a regular hot dog bun.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
It's okay. It's just Ford, you know.
What the hell did he knock over?
He's not a dainty man. He's not a dainty man.
He's not. He lacks finesse, Mike.
Yes. Ford.
He gave me a really tender hug when he left. You know that?
Yeah.
He gave me a little loving
squeeze.
You were
up for his departure?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
I must have missed you by moments.
You were out of there at 5 a.m., weren't you?
5 minutes to 5.
This place is beat. Wow. Let's get out of here, little Robert.
Yeah, come on. Before we have to do anything.
We've taken everything we can.
Our pockets are full.
Our pockets are full. Grab the last of the antiques and go.
Now, when you were telling us about, you know, one of the things we had to worry about at your house is that there was only one shower for all of us.
Yes.
But there is a lot of tubs. There's a tub in every bathroom. And if you wanted to bathe, you could.
Elvis shower in every room. You can Elvis shower very clearly in every room. But, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man.
Do you have tubs in your new cottage?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a tub upstairs. One tub. We have one tub. Frankie's up there right now because he's being punished.
Is he in the tub?
He's in the tub.
Is he being waterboarded?
I don't think Frankie's going to make it till the end of the summer.
No,
he will.
He will. He will.
No.
You know, the dogs were re-energized up there.
Dog.
The dogs loved it up there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the first thing the dogs did when they came into the new house. Right there. Both of them.
Well, you know
both of them as if to say, well, we're in a new home. Time to lay little Torino down. Yes.
But
yes,
in a way, did you like that?
No.
Because you don't have a great amount of love.
No, but I mean, but I also want to make sure. See, there's where we part company again. If I still want to make a nice impression on people and just be free of this.
You're a great impressionist.
I want to go home.
You want to be loved.
No. I want to go home.
No, you
really want to go home.
Home.
I
want
to go home. I looked at Carla the other day. I said, I've had it. It's too.
Well,
yeah.
There's only so many lobster rolls you can eat.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, we'll get to that. All right. That's a good time to break. We will take a break. I will talk about eating. That's all I've done. Just gotten fat. We'll take a break and come back with more as Rob plays a fabulous Ramones song in honor of the guy that died. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob and Joe. I'm Rob, the better looking and funnier of the two.
I think you have that backwards. I, Joe, am considered better looking and funnier.
I don't know about that. Well, who's the smarter one?
Smarter, we're both morons.
Very true. We are both idiots. And you can listen to us idiots every week at robandjoeshow.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
Rob Stummer.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the dog days of summer.
Yes.
That's right. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Dog days of summer. Here we go. Dog days of summer. Thank you. But you don't need to battle a crowded barking lot. Amazon lets you, shut up, lets you stay inside, double-clicking and staying cool as a cucumber. Sunblock, pool toys, beach towels, sunglasses, xylophones. Yes, Amazon has it all. And since you're as cool as a cucumber, why not buy cucumber seeds?
No.
Or how about a cucumber gel mask? Yes. Maybe you need a bottle of Thayer brand cucumber witch hazel.
These are all actual
Let me say that
Amazon
again. I'm
products,
sorry.
Mike.
Thayer brand cucumber witch hazel.
Yeah. You know, it's good to stock up this time of year.
Thayer brand.
Yes.
Ethel Thayer. Sounds like I'm lifting, doesn't it? Amazon has it all, including dozens of cucumber how-to books for the cucumber first-timer. I want... Can we get updates on these?
Of course.
These are just too much fun. Anyway, whether you need a trash can, a wallet, glue sticks...
Come back,
Mike. A suit of armor or light bulbs, Amazon has it for you. Amazon has everything for your home and your office, whether it's paperclips, coffee clothes, bagpipes, or cleaning supplies. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. So thank you. Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, everybody. Yes, up here, broadcasting from Maine for the rest of the month with my cohorts down in D.C. And, yes, it's been an interesting time getting used to living up here after you guys left. It's not as much fun. Nearly as much fun.
I would think it was just a lot quieter.
There was a mellowness that I liked. But other than that, we enjoy, especially up here, it's back to work. I'm working in a different location, but it's really the fun of having you guys around was showing people stuff and doing stuff together. And who could forget the 4th of July?
Oh, that was great with your family. How many people did we have? A lot, like 20.
Yeah, we had about 20 people come over, and Oscar was fantastic in handling the fireworks. I thought that was great.
Thank you.
And, everybody had a great time, and so we miss you. So that's the only point I wanted to say. And the reason I'm probably pining for home is because I just don't do rustic.
Are you rustic up there?
I don't. Yeah, you set up the studio in this house.
I don't know. The table.
This is the definition. This is the dictionary definition of rustic.
The table seems sturdy. That antique drop leaf table that we're using as a studio console seems
nice. This may not translate well over an audio line, but I will tell you, you do a lot of this when you're lying in bed in this particular rustic home. And it's just like, let me cue the crickets because, the crickets are nice and, it's very late at night. Sun's gone down. You're drifting off to bed, usually early, about 10, 10:30 at night. And suddenly you just go, like that. Because stuff is crawling all the time. Crawling all the time.
The ants. Now, you talked about ants. You don't have ants in bed with you, do you?
Well, I don't know, but there have been things that have been. I'm
spiders,
itching constantly.
Crickets.
There are mosquitoes
ghosts?
Up here.
Ooh.
There are a lot of. They're scary.
Very scary.
I walked into the house and I said, "This looks like a good place for a murder." It just is.
Murder.
Well, last night, Elizabeth had gone back. Elizabeth was back. So it's just Carla and myself and the baby.
And then there were three.
And we're in this house and it's dark and it's gotten a little cloudy and the wind is blowing. And we heard distinctly, after the baby was put down, we heard distinctly a door shut. And then
was Robert stuck in the bathroom?
No. And then it happened again. And then
twice?
I went and I did it twice. And I'm talking about a clear shut of a door. Absolutely as clear as you could possibly get. This is the sound that we heard. A very clear door. And only it really wasn't the full latch. You heard.
Because.
And there are no houses around here. So it's not like. And
the house
Carla
you're
said,
in
what was that? Yes.
Looks like it could have had a haunted history.
Well, Carla freaked immediately. On the first door, Carla freaked. And then when it happened again, I'm just sitting there, and it's windy out. And I said, it's the wind. It's something.
Right.
She said, it's the wind. She said, could you at least check? And I'm sitting there very comfortable in a chair, Rob Ford and Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara know, get us in a chair, and getting out of that chair is a task
exactly.
for anyone that wants us to get out of that chair. So I finally, she cajoles me to get up, and I do a thorough inspection. And for the life of me, I was incapable of finding any door in this entire house that was loose, that was flopping in the wind, it just didn't happen. All of the doors were secured. The outdoor screen doors that they have, I had already latched them with hangers, so there's no way they can open and shut. The windows were all screened, and if they weren't screened, they were shut. There was nothing flapping. There was nothing that could even make that sound.
Mike, maybe the door you heard was the late Jim Morrison.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to make a point here.
What if it was
that I've got a haunted house and you're being flipped.
But he could be the ghost. You never can tell.
What if it was the French ghost?
The French ghost? Oh la la.
Remember?
What do you mean the French ghost?
The barn.
Oh. Yeah.
What? What's he talking about?
You know, your first girlfriend.
A past
up there.
Flame
yeah.
coming to
oh,
haunt
Oh, God.
You.
Stop with that. My cousins got up here last weekend and this past weekend. And Teddy, God love him, on his porch the other night, the name came up.
Oh, no, her name?
Yes, her name came up. She's apparently still living.
Emmanuel?
No, it's not.
No. Right. You know, for the sake of argument, we'll use that one, Oscar. Okay. We'll use that one. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Why don't we use that one? That's the one we'll use. Okay? We're not talking about it right now. I know you wanted to change the subject. I was talking about ghosts. You immediately wanted to talk about my virginity.
Well, you know, I've caught the different iterations of Emmanuel in space. I'm excited to hear about Emmanuel in Maine.
That's right. Well, Emmanuel at the Lobster Pound.
We're not talking about it. I'm up here now. Technically, I'm going to be up here longer than I've been in the last 20 years. We're not talking about
Have
now.
There been any other evidence, any more evidence of ghosts up there other than slamming
doors? You know, after the inspection was done, I will be honest, I had a little bit of, I expected to find something. And the only thing that exists up here, and it's a little odd, is that there are two particular doors with padlocks on them. And that is normally used for people that are renting their houses.
Why is the cork on the fork?
Oh.
You think it's Rupricht?
Rupricht?
Do you want the genital cuff? Rupricht. So there are two doors with padlocks. Yes. And then the scariest part of all, you know how in an old house you'll see the string hanging down from the attic?
Is it tied
with that door in the ceiling?
Yeah, but it's not like a noose or anything. It's just a string.
It's a string, but there is a padlock on that.
Now,
there is a padlock to the attic.
I would
which
think
I've
if
never
you were to
seen.
Hear if you were to hear any rustling or signs of human life behind the padlock doors, it would happen, Mike, probably just before a thunderstorm.
No, there's none of that going on.
No, a cold front moves in.
When I see a padlock, for some reason it screams, open me.
Yeah.
Right? Especially when you're renting a place, you're like, what could they be hiding in
exactly,
here?
Exactly, yeah.
Or,
I'm going to eat the family. I'm going to eat the family.
Mike, you've always had great intuition, and I want to ask what your gut feeling is.
Oh, the gut is absolutely safe and sound.
Is that padlock to keep you out, or is it to keep something in?
Just to keep us out.
Okay.
There's probably cool stuff up there.
Yeah. You know, fantastic and, spices and antiques.
Yeah, and this, you know, gold mummified corpse. Mummified corpses.
Asian teas.
A delightful selection of spices and teas. Fine woodworkings.
Sure. Etchings.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
New England had some of the greatest artists of all time.
And some of the greatest hauntings.
That's true.
Mike, was not the Headless Horseman a New England guy?
Yes, he was.
Of course.
Yes, the Headless Horseman. So it's rustic.
Ichabod O'Meara.
It's rustic. Everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. We have been the number one activity when you boys left. You know what me and the missus have been doing?
Cleaning up after us.
Well, what do you want to do when you drive 1,700 miles to your destination for summertime?
What?
You want to go on another road trip.
Oh, no.
No.
And we went to Canada.
Oh, that's the enemy. You can't go up there.
We went to Canada, and we took a road trip, and then yesterday we took another road trip. I left Florida with 18,000 miles on my car. My car now has 173,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Well, at least you didn't have a boat this time.
Well, the funny thing is when you're in a rustic home.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the funny thing. You really don't want to spend a second in it.
Yeah, you can't wait to get out, Ken.
You really don't want to spend 1 second in it. As a matter of fact, when this show is over today, I'm not even waiting to go out the door. I'm going out through the window.
Hey, did you know?
Right after I take my effing camp shower.
Did you know that your home was going to be as rustic as it is when you rented it?
If we do this again, and I emphasize the if we do this again, I will sacrifice many, many things for, is the word modernity?
That would be a word, yeah. Modernness.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
To have a modern home, and not necessarily all that modern. I'll settle with something for something that was built in the 1970s. Yeah. I would accept that.
No, I think, Mike, what you should hold out for, it's got to look like a Kohler ad. When you take a shower, there should be 8 jets above you.
Yes, exactly. with slate floors.
Solid, you know, slate.
Solid Lithuanian slate. Imported.
And Lithuanians have to lay it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You have to import them to lay it.
Laid by Lithuanians.
Can you imagine having
And
that
I'll
conversation?
Tell you, who doesn't want to get laid by Lithuanians? Am I right or am I right about that? Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, everybody.
Give me these wild Lithuanians. Okay.
Because your initial impression of the house when you drove by it was that of a positive feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't realize it was going to be haunted that. With ants.
It's what it is. It's the rustic quality of the main places. I don't mind. I'll tell you what I don't
rustic
mind doing.
Rustic is
here.
Not the same word as dirty. We went in that
it's
place.
It's not dirty.
And, I beg to
now,
differ.
Now, Oscar, you're a look. You came in with your troublemaker suit
there
on,
he goes.
And you're making trouble for me again. Okay. The fact is, I gotta be here, and I think that certain people, if you know what I mean, yeah. Winky, winky, nice and stinky, are gonna be listening to this podcast. Do you get my drift? So I'm trying
Muzzle
to dance around
on.
This. The word rustic. I'm using the word rustic. Okay?
Mike, I would even use the word. I would use the word charming. I think it's
charming.
A charming house.
Absolutely.
When
it's
I
charming.
Walked into the kitchen, I said, "This is glorious. You'd never see something like that in the Washington D.C. area. It's beautiful."
Right.
Do you want me to send you one of these?
What is that? Oh, a little dust thing. Yeah, a duster. We could do that. Yeah. When we come back, I'll tell you about the road trip to Canada when my car broke down.
What?
Oh, no.
Yes. But, you know, hey, what's better than seeing Franklin Delano Roosevelt's home and getting your car to make terrible sounds at the same time?
You need an alternator, eh?
Yay. Yes, on an island. Thank you very much. We'll come back and tell you all about Campobello when we continue. Fade that out and turn that back up again, Rob. There you go. Attaboy. Just want to make sure you were really doing it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that feeling of satisfaction that comes when you can get things done with just one click of your mouse? I experienced it when I played fantasy football. You can experience it every day with Stamps.com.
Yes.
It just doesn't get any better than that or any easier. Yes, Stamps.com. You can get all of your shipping and mailing done just with a click of your mouse without leaving your desk. In this day and age, especially if you're running a small business from your home, it is all about convenience. And Stamps.com is the most convenient thing you can try. Stamps.com turns your PC or Mac into your own personal post office that never closes. Talk about convenient. I know that if you're like me, you have weird working hours.
Sure.
I love to send stuff out in the middle of the night to all of my friends. Stamps.com lets you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package by using your computer and printer, then just hand it to your mailman. Everything you would do at a post office, now you're doing it from your desk. I mean, I know we make jokes about working in the middle of the night, but the fact is you can get all of your work done on your schedule at your hours, and then you simply wait for the mailman to pick it up and hand it to him, and it's gone. Everything you do at a post office, you're doing from your desk. It's postage on your schedule. You'll never have to go to the post office again, ever, ever, ever. And I think that's a luxury right there. We use Stamps.com, and it saves time, money, and our sanity. Act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our secret code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, we thank you.
Awesome.
And thanks to Stamps.com. Give them a try because they've been a very loyal supporter of this show. We thank you in advance for that. Okay, so I talked about road trips. That's what we've done. And incidentally, everybody had a little break except for Oscar. Oscar Santana
busy,
was the only
busy,
one
busy.
That worked all week long and... I will tell you something. Is it okay to talk about that
sure.
thing you were working on
Absolutely.
Last week?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you something. This is really a pleasure for me. You know, Tony Perkins, Fox 5 anchor, former Good Morning America weatherman, and, longtime TV personality in Washington, D.C.
And a schoolmate of yours.
And a schoolmate, graduated American University with Tony, and really just one of the greatest guys in the world. Tony has his podcast that's going to be debuting shortly, and I will tell you something. I got a chance to listen to it. Tony is working with a very funny guy. Gary Stein is the guy's name, and I guess Gary worked with Tony at Good Morning America,
his
correct?
Former producer from Good Morning America. It's just one of his credits.
You know, we've been doing this a long time, and I've been listening. I've listened to a lot of radio. I've been on a lot of radio stations. I've worked with a lot of radio people, and you know chemistry, and I think I'm an old enough veteran to know when I hear chemistry. And Tony and Gary have – just an amazing amount of chemistry, and they are funny. Tony brings out in a stand-up comedian just the funny, and I laughed my ass off. This guy Gary Stein is a guy I've never had the pleasure of meeting, but he's going to be featured on the Tony Perkins Show, and Tony is hysterical too. Tony is a guy that actually really has a way of bringing the funny, but you don't even know he's being funny. Mm-hmm. And he works with this guy Gary Stein, and I am just really excited. Oscar, you were close to it. You got a chance to listen to these guys up close and personal. Really, really, I'm very optimistic about this show.
Yeah, it's important to note that you guys have been in the business longer than I have, and I know that while you could hope for the best, you never really get sometimes what you're expecting.
Right.
Whether it's a show you're working on or you're working with, you know people are professional. You're like, okay, well, I know Tony's going to do well, and I know he's going to make us laugh. But there are a few times in my career after a one-off that I've ever floated out of a studio, and yep. I floated out of the studio.
They were so great. They you know what? I think the word is they really compliment each other.
They did.
It's not just chemistry.
You get a chance to hear it, Rob?
Absolutely. I think they're fantastic together, and Gary is a super nice guy, and I look forward to seeing the next and the next and the next.
So
after
we've got
that.
One down, and just to give a little programming note, looks like all three, they're going to record a couple more in about a week or so.
Right on.
And then we'll have all three, because it's what you need to get into iTunes, up and available on the site. All of them will be up and ready to go by the end of this month, maybe on the 26th at the latest. And we will really officially launch the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein at that point. But I think we all got a chance to listen to it. I was here in studio, and I got to tell you that Mike has every right to be excited, because it's something special.
It's exciting to have it a part of our network. I'm very, very pleased.
So now we've got Cake and Cookies. We've got It's Mickey. And, It's Mickey still taking
He's still throwing us some programming.
And
back episodes of It's Mickey.
Yeah, yeah. You can always catch up. You always catch up.
You guys are too funny. So the Tony Perkins Show is on the way, and then more to come. I mean, you never know. And we're going to find one that fits with our network. And that's another thing that I messaged Tony over the weekend when I got a chance to listen to it and mentioned that it fits in with the rest of the shows that are on the Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment Network. It really sounds good. And we're not going to be grabbing a lot of things right away,
but every now and then
we're getting shows that kind of fit with what we do, and I think you're going to enjoy that. So that's it. Something to check the end of the month. You heard Oscar say the Tony Perkins Show, something to look forward to.
Yeah, and you'll get three shows out of the shoot, so you'll be able to catch 3 hours.
You'll love it.
Good stuff. I'm talking about the fact that when you guys left, we've done some road trips, and one of the things we like to do is drive up north. It's hard to believe, but you're less than 2 hours from Canada when you're up here. That's how far northeast I am.
I wish you had told me that, because I would have had my guard up when I was up there. I didn't realize we were so close to the enemy. Mike, I don't know if you know this.
Yes.
But recent statistics will bear me out.
Yes.
Did you know that
98%
of all Canadians
are massing on the border.
They live
the
within
that.
A 4-minute walk of the United States, because they will attack.
And
they're
going to
attack by foot.
And they're going to take our bacon
with muskets
and replace it with their inferior Canadian bacon.
Do you like Canadian bacon, Rob?
It's all right, but it's not bacon.
You know, I know you don't like it. It's lean.
Yeah, it is lean. I don't like it. It's sort of like the Matthew Bloom of bacon. It's not great.
It's quite lean, don't you know?
Oh, well, you're not going to get fat eating it, eh?
Yeah. So we decided we'd do a road trip up to Canada, and one of the things I've driven by when I've been up in the northern part of Maine, northeastern part of Maine, is the road to Campobello, and I've always wanted to see FDR's summer place up there. Now, why are you laughing? Why are you already laughing at that? It's a historical landmark.
It's wonderful, but I'm thinking of the Ralph Bellamy movie, Sunrise at Campobello.
See, of course you are.
And Mike,
in front of the magic box.
You are Ralph Bellamy, and of course Carla is the wonderful Greer Garson, and you're pretending to be
Jesus Christ.
Eleanor.
Oscar. Oscar.
Yes.
Oscar, clue in on the show. I know he's mentioning Ralph Bellamy and Greer Garson, and you're far away.
I'm looking for pictures of Campobello.
Mike, to be honest, I will tell you this, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was my favorite sitting president.
Well,
he just did. Ford, do not laugh at him doing a 1950s joke. Rob just did a polio joke.
No, it's fine. That's how
you
he
did
rolls.
A Franklin Delano Roosevelt polio joke.
Well, Mike, otherwise it would be,
that's how he rolls.
That would be Jesus. Too soon otherwise. You couldn't do that on, like, oh, you know, you God. Don't see Caesar.
I was
doing
hoping
that.
It would be nicer. It's just like a stack of bricks, rambler.
It's rustic.
It's very rustic. Hey, would you like, and you'll like this, would you like to know the little factoid that that I got when I was talking to one of the tour guards in Campobello?
Sure.
Yeah.
Tour guards.
Tour guard.
Tour guides.
Yeah.
She said that they didn't get electricity in that house until the 1950s.
Oh, my God.
So after what do you think
died.
Of that?
That's after the
died.
President died.
After he died. They offered Eleanor when they got, you know, early on, God, the 1910s, they had electricity, right?
Yeah.
And they offered it, and Mrs. Roosevelt didn't want it.
Mike, actually, I know the end of that story, Mike, is when they
that?
Got electricity, they turned the lights on, and everyone saw Mrs. Roosevelt, and they said, turn them off, turn them off.
God.
He's doing Roosevelt shtick.
Well, she's not. He's doing, she's
that's
not
his wheelhouse.
She's not excessively box, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mike, no.
Wonderful lady,
and
Mike.
She's dead now.
Well, you know, and that's not helping.
Mike, yes, I know. Your family estate has a better view from the backyard. Than Campobello does.
True enough.
Yes.
Right? It's like a shanty town.
My family estate.
I think we
thank
should
you.
Just refer to it as the cottage.
You had any paint chips in your mouth when you were sleeping in that family estate?
I mean.
Just kind of curious about that. Do you go, your feet go through any of the rotten floorboards?
Did your suitcase roll
away? At the family estate?
On the uneven floors, your suitcase escaped?
Exactly. Yeah. Did you get a chance to look at that hole in the top bathroom down into the bottom bathroom in that family estate?
I thought you were installing a pole. So we could get down faster.
You know, you sit there, you're taking a leak, and you look up, you know, and you look upstairs, and it's like, oh my God, there's an eye. There's an eye following me. There's a eye following my wiener.
The right term would be cottage, but but for a president's summer home, I thought it would be a little grander.
Yeah. Well, he
it was actually smaller than I expected.
Oscar,
it was truly smaller.
He didn't do well with stairs. So they were kind of limited.
What a jerk.
He is still. Yes, he had an infirmity. He had an infirmity.
So brave, though, Mike. So brave. And protected by the press. Not many people
by the
this.
Way, pal, you know, looking at your feet over the vacation, you know, you better get ready for that rolling lifestyle.
And you know what?
Soon,
I say bring
too.
It. I say bring it.
Oh, God, stop it. Don't say that. Don't say that.
That's
oh, my
not
God.
Right.
That's terrible, Jackie Gleason. But anyway, so we go up to Campobello, and the trip was as follows. You go to Campobello, you take a little bridge to Campobello, and then you can go by water to take a little car ferry. I can't tell any story.
No, you can't.
I
can't tell you
Mike.
Any car ferry. I think you worked for Billy Vassillo for a while. Okay. Who wants a Kia?
It's going to be huge.
I've got a brand new Kia. No, I'm not doing that. See? You're sucking me into this.
Don't
let him
do it.
You're
Mike.
Sucking me into this politically
you
incorrect vortex.
You do classy, and I'll do polio.
So the car
thank God
ferry,
it's been cured.
The car ferry takes you from Campobello to Deer Island. And on Deer Island, it sounds like I'm doing some shtick. And then
you write
Tim
the letter.
Tim Gunn meets you at Deer Island. No.
You write the letter.
Still,
Deer Island.
Deer Island. Deer Island. I just couldn't find matching slacks for this lovely silk top. I'm sorry. So the car ferry.
Make it work.
Car ferry takes you to Deer Island. And then from Deer Island, you take another car ferry over to New Brunswick. And from New Brunswick, we went to St. Andrews,
right?
In Canada, no, St. Andrews, Canada.
Okay,
and a beautiful, gorgeous little seaside town, and it was a wonderful way to spend a vacation day to take a little day trip. And so we went there, and the only thing was, Carla was nervous because she has never been on an automobile ferry before.
You're kidding,
and she fell asleep. On Deer Island before we got on the larger ferry to go to New Brunswick.
How big was the big ferry? Was it the kind you could get out and walk around?
The small one you could barely get out, and then on the big one, they jammed it in so much with cars going from Deer Island to New Brunswick, and Carla would have freaked out. Because Elizabeth and I, it was so jammed that you could hardly get your car door open,
right.
But we both got out because I wanted to look around. And it was a larger ferry.
Did you leave your wife in the car?
Unattended?
With the baby. With
Did
the
you
baby.
Lock the doors behind you?
No. It was a larger ferry with high-sided steel walls. And when we went up to the front, we looked, and there was water coming in the front of the ferry. And the water was splashing so high up on the ferry, because it was very rough,
yeah,
that it was getting on the wheels of the front car. And we were the second car in the row.
That would upset Carla.
It would have.
How many cars do you think were on the ferry if it was full? How many does it hold?
Oh, boy. Let me see. So I'm going to say one, two, three. Row of three. There were three cars side by side, and there were probably six cars in each row.
So 18 cars. About
18 to 20 cars.
How much it cost?
Guess what, Canada? Hello, Canada.
Free?
Once you get into Canada, FRWE free.
Oh, wow. But I bet they charge you $40 to get out.
No, it was free. Isn't that fantastic?
That is fantastic.
Hey, isn't that great, the Canadians? How about that?
Did you crack the windows for your wife and your child?
Don't know if I remember that. It was cool.
Oh, okay.
It was very, very cool. And, you know, they were having a nap. There's a lot of nap time. They were doing that with nap time. And then on Deer Island, the one thing, I talked to a Canadian air conditioning repairman who was taking the ferry back to New Brunswick, and he'd had to come over to Campobello to work on some air conditioning unit. Not at Franklin Roosevelt's house,
no,
but
they
at
didn't
another
have,
house
They
there.
Didn't have air conditioning. Elder
well, they
said
did
no.
now, probably. It's a tourist place. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You're confusing me.
No.
So anyway, the guy said that specifically on Deer Island, there's nothing. There's really not. There's some houses. There's some lobstermen. There's some summer houses. But there's really nothing on Deer. And he said it like several times, so it made an impression on me. And when we got to Deer Island, we're going over the roads, and they've had bad winters up here. So the roads are in terrible, terrible condition, both in Maine and in that part of Canada. And something happened to the undercarriage of my car. And it made a sound that I cannot duplicate here. I wish I could, but the best way to duplicate this sound would be to take a wire coat hanger and scrape it along the inside of a canoe that's made out of aluminum.
Oh boy.
That is the sound I heard. And it was when I heard this sound, it was so horrible that I actually pulled over, and suddenly inside I said, oh my God, I won't be able to drive with this if this continues. I thought that the entire undercarriage of the car had fallen off. I thought it was that bad. I got outside. I looked underneath. I didn't see anything. Then I backed up, and I went forward again, and it was gone. It was gone as quick.
Something was caught.
Yeah. Something was caught, and it went away. The next morning when we were back at home, Elizabeth and I went out in the car again, and it started again, and this time it was 10 times worse. It was so loud that I didn't want to drive it at the early hour that we were up because I thought I'd be waking all the neighbors up around here. That's how loud it was.
Did you think it was wildlife, maybe a Canadian sea otter?
No, I didn't think it was a Canadian sea otter.
Did you think maybe
you
had
much.
Run over and wedged a hockey stick in your undercarriage?
Okay. All right. I'm just telling you there was a problem with the car.
But was it ever resolved?
Yes. I used roadside assistance.
Wait a second. Not for nothing, but there's no chance that in that part of the country there is a SUV dealership of your model.
Really?
You are... In that part of the country, there is, but it's 3 hours away.
Oh, my God.
You ready? You ready for somebody does what they say they're going to do?
Okay.
Sure.
Roadside assistance for my automobile, 3 hours to take it down and 3 hours back and nothing out of pocket, ladies and gentlemen.
But the $64,000 question, what was the problem?
A rock got wedged. The way it was explained to me, between the rotor and the brake pad.
Oh.
And they said they had to take the wheel off to get inside. It was so deep inside it, they had to take the wheel off. When they found it, there was no damage done to the mechanism of the wheel, but they said the rock had been polished. The rock had actually been polished.
You turned your automobile into like something you'd buy at Spencer Gifts.
A diamond factory.
You turned it into a rock polisher.
That's right. And what would Franklin Roosevelt have said?
He would have
wheel me over here.
Shove me up. Shove me up. I want to see that dandy of a rock.
Shove me up. But it was a great road trip.
That's excellent.
They actually, within 2 days, brought the car all the way down and all the way back. The only thing I didn't, I had to get a rental car for a day.
Now, was that because of a deal you had with the automobile company, or was that because of Canadian health care?
It was because of the Canada health care problem.
I thought so, yeah.
But anyway, it's been a lovely vacation. That's really all that happened to me. Other than that, I've been eating. And fun. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Steve, out of all the shows on More Broadcasting, where do you think we rank?
We're a solid 3.
I think we do better than that. We sound better than Rob and Joe.
That's for sure.
We love cake and cookies. Look at our fat asses.
Can't pass up the cake.
We're on more regularly than It's Mickey.
Well, that's not hard to do.
We don't still sound like we're in the closet like Tech 411. Check out Omericast if you want to hear the true number 2 of More Broadcasting. Whenever you think number 2, think Omericast. Omericast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, or download it from MikeOmaraShow.com every Monday, part of the More Broadcasting Network.
That's right. If you love this show, you'll love Omaricast with Marcus Serta, and he does a great job up in the wilds of Vermont
with Steve Mermelstein.
Steve Mermelstein, welcome back to the show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. For those of you keeping score, I have forgotten my sleep number.
I know it.
Because I've been away for so long.
It was 85 when you left home.
Well, it's going to be 85 when I get back home. I miss it so bad. I miss it like a long-lost friend. I truly do. Carla's is, I think mine's an 80. Carla's is an 85.
Ah.
I think that's what it is. Got it?
Yes, got it.
Good. My Sleep Number bed is the best, and I want the world to know it. And now Sleep Number has introduced the smartest bed in the world. It's the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Sensors work with the dual air technology inside of the bed to track and optimize how you're sleeping. Can I just take this moment and this little message for Sleep Number to just speak to my Sleep Number bed down in Florida?
Yeah.
Hello. I miss you so bad. I miss you so bad. I want to get back to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Sorry. That was my message to my Sleep Number
bed.
Nice.
That was sweet.
Sleep IQ allows you to make changes like adjusting your sleep number setting or daily routine for best possible sleep. And it couldn't be easier to use. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. Try a Sleep Number bed. You owe it to yourself. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carlos is an 85. And there's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is a Sleep Number store. Come in right now where a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You want to find one near you? It's easy. Call this number, 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And please don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
United States stand right at the top of the football world. Jawohl. And on South American soil, huh? How about that to boot? I'm talking, of course, about Germany.
We will cost him a fortune in fudge.
Yeah, they were the fourth World Cup on Sunday. But it's the first since a country torn apart by political divisions at the end of World War II was finally glued back together. That's right. Deutschland reunited with the fabulous victory in the World Cup.
This is not a good sign.
Jawohl. Here we go. I'll give you the quote, okay? It was always my dream to get on the summit and look down. That's according to Miroslav Klose. Now, that's not a German name. Oh, he's Polish-born.
Hey!
He's a guy that... He plays for Germany. He's a striker for Germany. Miroslav Klose.
But he thinks he's playing for Poland.
Yeah, but he is a perfect example of the country's unification and its diversity. Incredible. They're sounding too much like they want to get the gang back together, aren't they?
It's a little eerie.
Just for another run.
Yeah, the coach it's also like, said, Mike...
Right? Yeah. It's like, oh, we deserve to be back. Finally, we're back because we win the soccer. No, you're bad.
The coach also remarked that she had a sandwich in the car.
Yes, that's right. Mrs. Burkata was unable to watch the World Cup. On the way over, she had a sandwich in the car. That's right. Yes, General Burkata. I'm bringing them all out for this. Colonel Klink said, the German victory at the iconic Maracana Stadium was special for another reason, too. Oh, the Frenchmen make such good strudel.
John Banner.
It's a Hogan's Heroes joke. The Germans became the first European team to win a World Cup in the Americas, coming after they humiliated Brazil 7-1 in the semifinals and then got the best of Argentina. And Lionel Messi, is he the goalkeeper?
No, he's a superstar forward for Argentina.
Now, anyway, it was a 1-0 game. How would you rate the game, scale of 1 to 10? Was it a great game?
I'll give it a solid 9.
Really? You liked the game?
I loved it.
And they won in overtime, correct?
Yes. The second overtime.
That's always exciting. And don't cry for me, Argentina. No. You still got a lot of stuff going for you. You got the tango.
Yes.
You got your wine. Good wines in Argentina. Yeah. Malbecs.
Oh, that's
beautiful,
right?
Well, those Malbecs
the
in Argentina.
Women?
Beef.
Oh, the
terrific beef.
Beef.
Yeah, beef.
Could be the women as well.
Oh, the women. Yes, yeah. The women. Well, you know, I have my priorities. anyway, so congratulations to Germany, everybody. Brazil's World Cup organizers can say it now. Está todo bien. Bien.
Está todo bien.
Está todo. What is it?
Está todo bien.
What does that mean?
Está todo bem.
Oh, bem.
What does it mean?
It says E-S-T-A-T-U-D-O-B-E-N.
Está todo bem.
Is that Portuguese?
Know.
It might be.
Know.
Well, it means it's all okay.
A-okay.
What was everyone so worried about? After being plagued by doubts over whether the stadiums would be ready and if Brazil's people would join in the fun or try to spoil it, their tournament is a winner. Big winner.
Yeah.
Even if the Brazilian team fell disastrously short, memorable games, fantastic goals, and overall one joyous month-long party from Copacabana Beach to the Amazon jungle will be the story of Brazil 2014. The Associated Press takes a look back at the World Cup, rated at, and they rate it as one of the best in years.
Her name
so
was
that's
Lola,
pretty good
Mike.
Stuff.
She was a showgirl with faded feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there.
I remember having the stories, looking at it when I was preparing the news and realizing that they had a potential to for many, many disasters at this World Cup.
Are they going to be ready?
They hit it out of the park. Mm-hmm. I gave them an awful lot of credit for that. And, Oscar, you got me into a couple of those games, and I thank you for that. I'll be watching it next time, too.
We got it. We have to find a European club that we're both into so we can talk about it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Really annoy people that hate soccer.
Yeah, thank God Facebook isn't ruined anymore. We got 4 years before Facebook is ruined again.
You know, Coachella up there in Baltimore, when he's not doing podcasts,
yes.
He actually really, he loves soccer. Soccer is one of his passions, you know. But kudos to Brazil. I'm glad. I'm glad that they put one in the win column because, now work on those favelas. Comedian Tracy Morgan is suing Walmart over a deadly limo bus crash on the Jersey Turnpike that left him critically injured. The complaint was filed Thursday in U.S. District Court in New Jersey. He suffered broken ribs, a broken nose, a broken leg. His friend and fellow comedian James McNair was killed and others were injured. Morgan has been released from a rehab center and will continue his recovery at home with an aggressive outpatient program. That's according to his rep, Lewis Kay. Lewis Kay is his representative.
Of course.
Hello. He's doing fine. I'm sorry. The Walmart truck that rear-ended Morgan's limo was traveling 20 miles per hour over the speed limit, and its driver was almost at his drive time limit. As someone who trailed a boat 1,700 miles from Fort Myers, Florida, to the great state of Maine, I will tell you, something really does have to be done about these late-night truckers. They, I logged enough miles at enough different times from wee hours of the morning until mid-afternoon. I will tell you this. At night, the rules change for long-haul truckers, and they got to stop doing that. And I'm talking about 90 miles an hour in the far right-hand lane. You know, more people are going to get killed. You know, and these guys, the thing about it, these 18-wheelers, these giant trucks, they don't get hurt. They never get hurt when they're in these accidents. It's very, very frustrating.
Were you surprised that he sued? I thought his move would be to lobby and go for change and not actually sue the company.
Well,
I can understand it. I was just surprised. I didn't think that was going to be his move.
It's a prudent thing to do, and then you can lobby for change
all
after.
Right.
According to the complaint, Rob, the defendant's negligence was a substantial contributing factor in causing the plaintiff's injuries.
Understood.
So, you know what? I'll tell you, if it was me, I probably would go along with an attorney that wanted me to sue.
Also, how many
that.
Times have you been rear-ended and you're like, okay, my back's effed up for life.
Yeah.
Am I going to take this $3,500 payout, or am I going to make sure that I heal correctly?
Right, exactly. So we'll see what happens. Unexplained rash. Anybody on the show? Anybody? Ford, Speedwagon, Santana?
No, okay. All of mine, Mike, I can explain.
Check your iPads, boys. It turns out the popular tablet computer may contain nickel, one of the most common allergy-inducing metals.
Huh.
Recent reports in medical journals detail nickel allergies from a variety of personal electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones. But it was an Apple iPad that caused an itchy body rash on an 11-year-old boy recently treated at a San Diego hospital, according to a report in Monday's Pediatrics. Nickel rashes aren't life-threatening, but they can be very uncomfortable. So your iPad might be trying to kill you.
My iPad cost me 18,000 nickels.
There you go. Way to do the math that quickly. There was an all-out bloody brawl in Malibu early Sunday morning. Did you hear about this?
Happened
at Paris Hilton's house.
Ooh.
And it left a former Baywatch star a bloody mess. Anybody know the name Jeremy Jackson?
Oh,
anyone?
Yeah, Hobie.
Hobie.
Oh, God. Now he wakes up.
Of course he...
Hobie.
That's why this is the greatest show in podcasting history right here. He knew that. He pulled Hobie.
Yeah.
Who's Hobie, Oscar? He's on Baywatch?
Yeah, it's David Hasselhoff's son.
Oh, him?
All right.
Little
Squirt.
Hobie.
Hobie says Paris, Brandon Davis, I remember that sleazeball, and others viciously attacked him at around 2 a.m., someone cracking a liquor bottle over his head.
Nice.
Hobie's Jeremy, growing up to be a bit of a douchebag. Like a real A, like A grade douche.
Well, or grade A.
Damn it.
Jeremy Jackson says they were literally going Rodney King on my ass. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ they got a call from two people, each claiming they were attacked by the other. Sources say one of the two people was Paris Hilton's brother. She has two, and cops didn't know which. I don't know what that means.
Oh, she has two brothers, but they didn't know which brother was
involved. She has two brothers? Okay. They were told when cops arrived at Paris's $65,000 a month rental, no one wanted to press charges.
She could mortgage for less than that.
Quick sidebar. Exactly. Jeremy Jackson, in an interview, I'm not sure where I heard it, but he said he would sneak into Pamela Anderson's trailer, and I don't know if you can even say this on the radio anymore. He would sniff her bathing suit.
Wow.
No wonder he's Oscar's idol. Scientists out of the University of Exeter are implying that smelling farts... let me see. Smelling
farts. Back to Jeremy Jackson.
Smelling farts could actually prevent cancer, among other diseases. Wow. Although hydrogen sulfide gas produced when bacteria breaks down food is well known as a pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and flatulence, it's naturally produced in the body and could in fact be a healthcare hero with significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases.
Well, with that said, Mike, we'd love to get you back in studio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Nah.
Dr. Rob Ford said, no, I'm sorry, future therapies for a variety of diseases. That's according to Dr. Mark Wood.
Yes. What's the last name?
Mark Wood.
Of course it's Mark Wood.
Although the stinky gas can be noxious in large doses, scientists believe that a whiff here and there has the power to reduce risks of cancer, strokes, heart attacks, arthritis, and dementia. How's that? by preserving mitochondria. That's a brain thing, right?
Oh, cool, yeah.
All right, so we'll have to see how that works. And now a little something-something. With all the delivery trucks on the road on a daily basis, it's inevitable that one of them won't secure its cargo. You just don't expect this kind of cargo. A coroner was driving a van in Bucks County, Pennsylvania on Friday afternoon when somehow the back door opened. Yes, the corpse fell out.
Oh, this is horrible news.
Yes, I know. Sorry about that. Here's the best part.
Yeah.
It was on a gurney with wheels. So it started rolling down the street. Fortunately, the driver realized he just lost the body and managed to stop the van and recover it before it rolled too far. The Bucks County Coroner's Office says it, quote, deeply regrets what happened. No one from Benny Hill or Monty Python could be reached for comment. We will take a break. Come back with the Magic Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you want me to wait?
No, I was going to ask, and then the druggist came out and said, do you have something to stop this coughing?
Hey, oh, let's
the
go.
Funny thing about that story is that it was on wheels. This portion of the program brought to you by LegalZoom. You've got a plan for your future, right? Am I right?
Right.
You do financial planning. You get insurance. But to get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust? LegalZoom.com. They've been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, and living trusts for over 13 years. LegalZoom also helps protect your assets with LLCs, S-corporations, trademarks, real estate documents, and more. The service was developed by some of the best legal minds in the country to make it painless for you to get the legal protection that you need. This is an amazing website, and I urge you to check it out. Visit LegalZoom, and they'll take care of you from start to finish. It's the modern way to get legal help. For special savings, be sure to enter our code TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Remember, discount code TMOS. Protect your family and protect your future at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom was developed by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction, but they're not a law firm. Legal help is furnished through vetted independent attorneys. LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to use our code, that is TMOS. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, July 14, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
It saddens me, Mike. It saddens me greatly that because you are up there in your rustic cabin, you're probably not watching the Today Show.
Right.
And there's a new anchor that I think he's not an anchor. He's a reporter. He's my new favorite.
Okay.
And they called on him to cover. Today is the day that they're going to use actually inflate like bags to write the Costa Concordia. They're going to
the cruise ship
pressure
that went aground off Italy.
So this guy that's covering it, Mike, his name is Claudio Lavagna. He's NBC News' Claudio Lavagna.
Hey, how you doing?
I like his voice a lot.
Coming afloat, one deck at a time. On Monday, the refloating of the Costa Concordia was finally underway. The last phase of the most daunting and expensive maritime salvage operation in history. Last September, the ship was rolled upright, an unprecedented feat of engineering. The refloating will be just as difficult.
I watched this piece four times this morning.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Jot his name down?
Yeah. I'll do
and
that.
We may have him on the show tomorrow.
Claudio Lavagna, Mike.
Claudio Lavagna. We may have him tomorrow, and he might not like Rob.
Oh, that's so, a shame. That's a shame. We'll take
like
care of
that. Like when the vignettes write themselves.
All right, Mike. In Denver, Colorado, like so many places, with this, there's air coming in from Canada. It's causing wicked thunderstorms everywhere. Mm. And we got some last night. We're going to get more this week in the D.C. area. But a guy was watching the thunderstorm from his garage in Denver. His name was Chad Greeley's. Ever wonder what it sounds like to almost get struck by lightning?
Oh, wow.
He was watching the storm. He was videotaping it with his phone. And listen to this. It did not actually strike him, but it was enough to cause partial paralysis, temporary, and also temporary hearing loss.
Oh, no.
This is what it sounded like. It's just amazing.
Here comes the hail, I think.
He's all right
now.
He's
can you play
right
that
now.
One
terrifying.
More? Please play that one more time.
He is okay now. I want you to know that.
Wow, that is truly
hail,
amazing.
I think.
Wow, listen to this. Oh my God.
Did he mean Hail Mary?
No, he just meant the hail. He just meant the hail.
That
Oscar,
is so scary.
On vacation, you were in Boston, right?
Yes.
But you didn't do any train travel.
No, I didn't.
Good, because, Mike, there's some problems with people on freight trains in Boston. I know you love the city. Let's go to our reporter on WBZ with the story.
Uxbridge police are asking people to stop defecating on trains from bridge overpasses. P&W Railroad employees complained to police Monday night that four people on a railroad bridge on Route 122 had dropped their drawers and defecated on a passing train. The Uxbridge residents I spoke with chuckled as I told them the news, but they also had disgusted looks on their faces.
Well, I think it is crazy, although I'm really not surprised today that there are some sick people out there. We can certainly... This takes the cake. Wait till I tell my son. He's going to crack up.
In Uxbridge, Kim Tunnicliffe, WBZ News Radio, 1030.
Who'd they interview? Woody Allen?
What was that? I
don't understand. There was all this poo on the freight train. It's disgusting. Wait till I tell my son.
Although, Mike, in retrospect, it explains the way the Metroliner used to smell.
Yeah, and that was inside.
That was. And we close, Mike. Actually, very seldom give the final bone to this guy. Brian Williams notes, do you know it's been exactly 9 months since the government shutdown?
It appears last year's government shutdown in Washington had at least one positive development 9 months after the fact. The folks at Sibley Hospital in Washington are reporting live births are up right now on average by about 3 per day. How long until someone on television points out that during the shutdown, the folks in Washington are apparently doing at home what Washington has been accused of doing to the American people? We're guessing someone will say that on television before long.
Thank you, Brian Guy. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. It's great to be back.
We got to get out of here. Hey, Rob, I got a favor to ask. You know, I know that people send the listener mail to you, correct?
Right on, yeah.
And what is the address they send that listener mail
they
to?
They send it to P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177.
And tomorrow on the show, when we wrap things up, listen for a brand new close penned by our very own Shecky Green, Mr. Rob Spiewak. Rob, I would like you to put pen to paper, and you are humbly requested to do the close of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Done.
And I know you will give it your own special kind of charm.
I'll try to mention cucumbers.
Thanks to Rob Ford, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Pony Boy for all the guys getting us up and running up here in Maine. Really terrific job, guys. I'm thrilled once again. You make my life so much easier. Thank you very much. We'll be back with a brand new one from Maine and Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Have a great one. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.